This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Starting a business is a tough job, even in the best of circumstances. Starting a business when you're new to a country is even harder. And yet, immigrants are more likely than people born in the U.S. to give it a go. The trend holds true even when you break it down by gender. Roughly 11% of immigrant women are entrepreneurs, compared to just 7.5% of U.S.-born women, according to the American Immigration Council. In Houston, where roughly a third of the workforce is foreign-born, Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall visited with some of these entrepreneurs. She caught up with them at a business expo held at a local mosque.
In the carpeted dining rooms of the Dawoodi Bora Mosque in the Houston suburbs, families mill around barefoot, going from booth to booth, where women business owners advertise their bakeries, clothing stores, dental services.
These are Free Spirit roses. These are Pink Floyd roses. These are imported from Ecuador.
Standing in front of boxes of hot pink, mauve, and orange flowers, Umahani Karimji talks about her floral design business, Beginnings by UK.
I started out doing small backdrops for my daughter, Zara.
Birthday parties and that kind of a thing. People started to take notice, asking her to do weddings and other events. Referrals grew within the tight-knit Shia Muslim community.
Actually, I was like, you know what? I think I can do this. I think I can do this as a business.
She opened just as the pandemic hit. The timing allowed her to avoid the setbacks other flower services faced.
I can't imagine having so many weddings booked that year and then just having to close everything down.
She used the downtime to read books and watch tutorials about how to care for fresh flowers. When the pandemic subsided, her business took off.
People just want to celebrate more and more after the lockdown.
Now, Karimji is working 4 events a week from her studio space and managing higher costs.
That same rose that I used to buy, within like a year, it's doubled in price.
One of the things that keeps her going is the memory of her daughter, Zara, who passed away 2 years ago. At the age of 4.
This is something for me that's personally very therapeutic. I feel like she loved flowers so much. So somehow I kind of feel closer to her because she is the inspiration of why I started this.
Originally from Kenya, Karimji is one of more than a million foreign-born female business owners across the country and among dozens at the expo.
This is a labradorite set in sterling silver. And we have
jewelry store owner Tasneem Plummer shows up bracelets and rings with colorful gemstones. At 38, Plummer came to the U.S. from India with her husband and kids and a big dream.
I wanted to explore the jewelry market in the United States.
She worked retail at Macy's first to get a sense of the American jewelry market, but she decided it was time to strike out on her own. She quit Macy's, then...
I was diagnosed of breast cancer.
Even while doing chemo, she kept going to flea markets to sell her jewelry. She remembers her first sale, a sterling silver ring with small emerald for $20. Now, she sells 6 figures worth of jewelry a year from her store, and she's not stressing about the uncertain economy.
There are still people in the world who still want to buy jewelry.
Also here is Sherabanu Katabi from Karachi, Pakistan. It was her passion for cooking and desire to help her family financially that led her to open Barbecue Village, a nearby restaurant that specializes in kebabs.
My grandma and my mother and my mother-in-law, they are very good chefs.
Katabi learned how to prepare large-scale meals while working for the mosque's community kitchen. The congregation also helped her with seed money.
They give me the good amount of naan without any interest for long periods.
While she says her food is still affordable, she has raised prices a little.
We can change the price a little bit high, but not too much high.
Katabi says in Pakistan, she would never be able to run her own eatery. Restaurant management is traditionally seen as a man's job.
But here, we can do everything. So I can do, and I prove myself I can run the restaurant.
After years of working 7 days a week, Katabi has a better work-life balance now. She has 16 employees, also immigrants, from South Asia and Latin America. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.